Tigers have won 8 of their last 9 baseball games. They are in the playoffs if the season ended today. The turnaround is incredible. We are joined by Tiger manager A.J. Hinch. Good morning, A.J.
Anything going on out here in Detroit?
AJ,
it's a lot of fun.
The atmosphere was incredible last night. I know you spoke about it after the game, but just even reflecting the next morning, what was it like to be part of that?
No, it was incredible. And you know, the day before, we ambushed the city with, you know, a time change because of the rain. We didn't want to lose school bowl. We had the day game. You know, the crowd that came out was loud. And then last night, it was really electric. And it kept building as the game went on. And then, again, I said this last night, like, I don't know what it's like to be Jackson Joe, but when you walk into that stadium or walk out of that bullpen and you hear your name and you see the video and the emotion that came with this fan base who's been anticipating his debut for a while, that was as electric a moment as any that I've been around as far as debuts go.
So we've had, obviously, opening days where the ballpark has been filled, but this is different. And you've been in this situation before, but now you're seeing all of these young players witness this for the first time. What's it like from your perspective to watch Parker Meadows, Riley Green, I mean, I'll go right down the list, but watch them experience last night and a playoff run for the first time?
For sure. And, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people who have played in Detroit or managed in Detroit or been around the Tigers talk about how Comerica lights up whenever this team is relevant and good and playing good baseball. And we've seen flashes of that in my time here. But obviously it's very meaningful when you're playing for something and the fans, you know, ignite this emotion and the pride, the joy, this journey. And our players are responding very well. You know, I'm most impressed by our team, you know, obviously the way we're playing, but more importantly, how we're taking all this in. Like, our guys are unfazed and are really all in on bringing a winner to Detroit. So I love every bit of it. We need to finish this off. Obviously, we have 4 games, and we're going to stay grounded. But I have to say thank you to the fans for making this special. And the players who aren't ready for that to be the only story. We really want to continue to check off some wins.
As the season goes, goals change, expectations change. We've asked you this, and always the answer is, hey, it's 1 of 162. But now there's only 4 games left. Do you guys have the discussion of what it takes to clinch the postseason? We use the magic number. Do you guys talk about that?
Yeah. We don't talk about it. We're aware of it because it's kind of thrown at us every day now, and I don't blame, you know, fans or media or the excitement. I just, you know, I'm the manager and it's literally the definition of my job is to manage the players and manage their emotions and their expectations. And, you know, yesterday we had a mediocre work day before the game. We had a couple coaches that changed the tone on our work. We have to keep pressing forward. And the one thing we talk about every day is how to beat the opponent that day. And that doesn't always resonate with fans or probably your listeners or the way that the emotions want to draw to this playoff race. But it is the way that you stack wins and stack good performance. And you talk about, you know, good baseball for 2 months. We didn't do that in August by looking towards September 25th, 26th. We're not going to do October until we get to the finish line. And I just want everybody to understand, like, we know what's going on. We are aware of what's going on. We're excited. But all we can really focus on is today with Tampa and trying to beat the Rays team for the third time.
Yeah, we talk about how this team has done this, and at the trade deadline, it was a rotation that wasn't complete. It was a bunch of young guys who were unproven, and you guys have tied this all together so nicely to go on this run. And AJ, I think it's only fitting that I ask you a follow-up question. Do you think you're doing a good job?
I mean, I wasn't going to bring it up because, like, I didn't want to revisit that timeline. You guys hit me at a low moment during the middle of that season.
But, it's a long season, AJ,
I think we're all doing our part to you know, push this thing forward and play well. You know, I obviously my staff and the players and the office. I mean, we've continued to turn the roster and we've continued to stack good days on good days. So I'll take where we're at right now, but I'll take it even better if we can finish this off.
I think one of the jobs that everybody has talked about is Chris Fetter. I'd love to hear your take on what he has been able to. It's not just him, but he gets a lot of the praise for what's the job that he's done with the young arms and though and the way that you've worked the bullpen, group effort days, whatever you want to call them. Your thoughts on Chris Fetter?
Yeah, so he's amazing. And obviously, there's a lot of people around this city in Ann Arbor who know exactly what he brings to the table. But he's a constant influence on, you know, our pitching and our plan. And really, one of the foundational parts of his program or his belief or his way of coaching is maximizing the strengths of the player. And that fits in so perfectly with this organization and obviously me and my staff, because he wants to grab whatever the guy does well and maximize that. And so whether that's, you know, an emotional kid like Cater Montero last night, like he's beaming with emotion, he's got to be the guy that balances him out. On the flip side of that, there may be somebody who's a flatliner who he needs to kick in the rear. And so he's incredible at figuring out what is the best version of that player and going and optimizing it. And so he's understated, he's quiet, he doesn't like credit. Every time I mention his name in the media, he kind of looks at me like, man, you have to bring me up again. But he is obviously a huge part of our success, along with a bunch of guys underneath him in the pitching department all the way through the minor leagues. But they feed off his leadership and his consistency that he shows up to the ballpark with every day.
Talking to Tiger manager A.J. Hinch. A.J., Skubal, will you use him on Sunday if you guys have already clinched a playoff spot? In other words, would he pitch for seeding, or at that point would you say you just want to line him up to pitch a playoff game one, assuming things are clinched?
Right. So Tarek is lined up and planning to pitch on Sunday if we need it. You know, obviously we've talked briefly about what kind of scenarios could be in play if we need him to pitch on regular rest, which would not be would not be uncommon, but if we need to get into the playoffs, he will absolutely pitch. If we need seeding, I think it's unlikely that we would use that weapon for seeding. We would shift towards a different start, but we haven't really talked, you know, that directly about it, because it's just not consistent with how I've preached to this team to be where your feet are. But I understand the question, but let's hope it's not an issue, and we can just do our part before that.
So I mean, if you're focused on today and the game against Tampa today, what's it going to take to beat Tyler Alexander? What's the game plan look like to get a win today?
Yeah, so it's we know him well. I mean, we faced him earlier this season. This will be the first time he's back in Detroit, and he is a beloved person. So we've got to channel our emotion and sort of the inside jokes and the inside knowledge. I mean, this guy's been in our clubhouse before, and I love Tyler Alexander. I mean, I hate him today, but I will love him after the game, especially if he can miss middle to a couple of our guys. But the thing that we need to do today is kind of what we did yesterday. I like how we jumped out to the lead. We get good pitches to hit. We hit the ball really hard yesterday. And I think today, like most days, is gonna center around our pitching. You know, we've used a lot of resources in the last week, and I wish I could push the reset button and have everybody available. But it's going to be a different combo today to get to the finish line, and it all starts with Reese Olson. You know, I'd like to get him to the middle part of the game, and then you may see Casey Mize, you might see Kenta, you might see Bo, obviously Foley, Vest, those guys can go. So we have a different path to the end of the game, but it's going to take, you know, given that Reese is not quite fully built up as a, you know, 90, 100, 110 pitch starter, it's going to take a couple guys to pitch well to beat Tampa today.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
AJ, I want to go back to Jackson Jobe just for a second. the decision for him to come up, what went into that, and what do you think he can bring, not just for this week? I know you don't want to think beyond, but clearly what he could bring to your baseball team just moving forward.
Yeah, Scott and Jeff and I talked about Jackson being an option on the road trip, and Scott brought it to me one day and said, hey, I think Jackson should be in play. I tried to kind of channel my emotion and be super calm about it, and I was like tomorrow? And he's like, no, he's got to pitch on Friday in AAA. We're going to challenge him with a few things and then, you know, get through the weekend and we can bring him up. And I think what that signals to me is an organization that's all in on trying to give us the best resources to win. And we're in a great position to have a special ending to this season and this regular season. And Jackson can be a part of it. Like last night, as an example, we got to get his feet wet. I wanted it so badly to be a perfect scenario for him. It was about as perfect as it could get. I didn't anticipate it being the ninth inning. I also didn't anticipate the chance from 32,000 people to welcome him to Detroit. But I think he brings stuff. He brings adrenaline. He's really hard to hit, as seen by his minor league performance. And so we need to test him this week to see if he would factor in if we make the playoffs. So he's eligible to pitch. I'll probably give him a day or two off. I don't want to treat him like a true reliever yet and try to get him in the series this weekend and have him feature his stuff. I mean, it's a plus across the board, plus athleticism, plus arm, plus stuff, plus fastball, cutter, slider, changeup, like you name it. He's got the weapons to be good, and I was really impressed by his calmness last night. He didn't really look as nervous as I thought he would, or as I would have been as a 22-year-old pitcher coming and pitching in the big leagues for the first time. So, first box check, you know, get him in the game and see how he responds, and now we'll throw another challenge at him this weekend.
Before we let you go, we do this exercise all the time. Like, who gets the most credit for where the team is now in the resurgence? I don't want to ask you that question because I'm sure you won't say yourself. You won't say it. You'll probably put it on the players. But what have been some of the key components that you have seen that has allowed this team to be where they are now?
Yeah, the reason that I think it's hard topic or hard question is that, like, I could fill up the rest of your show with people in the organization who have touched this, you know, this build and this section of baseball success. And that's because there are front office members who you'll never hear about who are doing a ton of work to help the coaches. There are coaches in the minor leagues who you've never heard of that are working with these guys either on the way up or when we reset them and send them down to the minor leagues. And then there's obviously the forward facing group in the big leagues, you know, who we get a lot of notoriety or attention. And so it is, you know, it's not just like words when we say it's, you know, the entire organization has a fingerprint in what's going on. I mean, I look at, you know, listen, when we traded for Trey Sweeney, you know, I had to look him up too and see, you know, I remembered him as a Yankee minor leaguer who played against us in spring training. And you start watching video and you realize why the organization traded for him. And given how this has gone, I'm sure I'm glad that a shortstop who was ready for the big leagues is part of that trade. So there's just a lot of people who have, you know, influenced, you know, building this foundation and building this, you know, this section of the season. And there'll be plenty of time to thank everybody. And hopefully I can out some of their names and get a lot of people the credit they deserve, because it's not just the people that you hear from or the people that you see.
Tiger manager AJ Hinch, everything feels like it's aligning for this baseball team. Look forward to talking to you again soon, all right?
You got it. Take care.
All right. It's 97.1.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.